Moving on to the ecology scene, I like to think of myself as a purist in camping, and I'm oftentimes irritated by people with their campers on the backs of their pickups and their trailers, and they drive into Forest Service campgrounds and plug themselves in and consider that they've been in the wilderness. Well, I'm not naturally a very bitter man, but I suppose I could say that this poem came out of the bitterness I feel about that type of thing. And it is really rather sad, these poor people think that they have seen the wilderness. Campers, laboring from the year, uphill from the great plain of their lives, they drag their entrails with the weeks, Cicatrix love, their paraphernalia. Finally the pines, as advertised. They groan, the sun doesn't sting their faces. They don't know why. And grunting at nightfall, dig the pit, line it with a bear's charred bones. Polish his skull, it glows, they titter. Stretch out with weary beers, flabby legs to the lake, their footstool. Time to go in, to crank the shutters down. Satisfied, the rangers go home. While perhaps over the next hill, at the bottom of the next undeveloped mountain, there are those few, perfectly alone, famished, who roll up their jeans for a pillow, stretching in ferns among the spiders, throw scrawny arms to the gloom, lie there as the damp night crawls from the ravines, mouths open, waiting for the stars to eat their eyes.